Here's a thought I'll title The Natural Look. I can't tell you how much I've learned about photography from YouTube, particularly techniques and equipment-oriented stuff. YouTube is a fascinating resource that I would have never dreamt of in my youth when we had things like Popular Photography and Modern Photography, monthly magazine publications that were mostly advertising and very little content. At least on YouTube, there's a lot of content, and I enjoy spending time there because I learn so much. But to be honest, a lot of times what I learn, I think, is not necessarily what the YouTube presenter is teaching. I learn a lot, I enjoy learning a lot, by looking beyond what they're technically teaching. Instead of the technique, what's the premise behind what the YouTube video is all about? And by sheer coincidence, this morning as I was having my morning coffee and looking at some of these YouTube videos, I happen to bump into 5 YouTube videos, one right after another, probably due to the algorithms of YouTube, that focused on what they call the natural look. The idea being that if we overprocess our images, they won't look natural. And that's, I guess, supposedly, a bad thing. It was amusing that, in particular, one of the YouTube presenters basically said, if you take the clarity slider and move it all the way to the right 100%, your picture won't look natural. Well, of course not. That could be said about almost anything that pushes an extreme position in any walk of life. And he repeated this advice by saying, don't push the dehaze tool all the way to the right. Well, who's going to do that? But let me set that aside for a moment, because I want to go back to the premise. The premise of these YouTube videos was, what do we need to do to make our images look natural? What does that mean? And to be honest, that's the lesson I got out of these YouTube videos, was not about how to make an image look natural, but the question arose, why is that the goal and the objective? Is a photographic image that looks natural a better piece of artwork than one that doesn't? Do you see, it takes us back to that idea that the purpose of photography is to transport the viewer to a different time and place, through space and time, so that they can have the experience of standing next to the photographer at the moment the shutter was clicked and see what essentially the photographer saw. That's the natural look. What human vision would naturally create. But is that the object of artwork? I know I keep circling back to this point, but is photography simply a substitute for human vision, or is it a medium for artistic expression? And if it's a medium for artistic expression, then simply mimicking human vision wouldn't seem to be a very worthy objective. Okay, so let's say you decided you wanted to make a YouTube video that didn't represent the natural look, what it would look like to normal human vision. Then what is the content of the YouTube video if you're a YouTube influencer? What do you want to communicate in your YouTube video that creates a piece of photographic artwork? That's an almost impossible question. Because to try to say things like, this is how you create a melancholy mood, this is how you create the element of surprise, this is how you capture a moment of unexpected profundity. I just use these as a few examples. These have nothing to do with processing tones or manipulating an HDR image, etc., etc. This is the part of photography that simply can't be taught. We each have to learn it for ourselves. The only thing that can be taught is how to create something that looks like human vision. That's why all the YouTube videos teach that. But if you want to push beyond that and create artwork with your camera and your photographic skills, teaching that is a much more difficult thing because it's going to vary based on 1,000 variables that we can't control. Like, what emotions do you want to communicate? What subject do you want to use to communicate that? What's the proper aesthetic to communicate that? These are all the variables that actually define the creative and art-making life. So it's a false expectation on our part to think that we're going to go to some fantastic resource like YouTube and learn how to be a better human being, how to be a more sensitive artist, how to find depth in our own experiences, and then communicate them effectively through our chosen art medium. That's precisely why art is so fun and such an interesting challenge, and why all the silliness about gear acquisition syndrome and techniques and one-button clicks and all of that is ultimately not the deepest objective, but rather represent just the developing of necessary craft and tools. Knowing what the clarity tool and the dehaze tool do to a photograph is an important thing we all need to learn. But knowing how to use these to create the right piece of artwork is something we have to teach ourselves.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.